It's time for Golf DMV, the podcast highlighting golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. Low handicap, high handicap, or somewhere in between. If you love golf, you're in the right place. PGA, LPGA, industry trends. Golf DMV has it covered. And now, here is Claude Jennings.
It's another edition of Golf DMV, the podcast, breaking down golf in D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. LB's in the house. LB, what's up?
Hey.
We've got Sherm here.
I'm here.
I'm back from the Outer Banks.
Yes.
Did not play a lick of golf.
Terrible.
All that trash was talking on the podcast about whether I'm a player or not, this or that. Didn't play a lick of golf.
You should talk to producer and have you fired. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, I am the producer. Can't be fired for that kind of stuff. But I had a good time nonetheless. I helped in a rescue.
Yes.
There was a gentleman out there who he and his son had to be maybe 10 or 11, just went way too far out. I mean, if you were following the news or the weather reports, there was a tropical storm, miles off the coast, but it still affected the Outer Banks, and the beaches up the Atlantic. And it told you, there were signs saying don't swim today. No swimming.
Maybe they couldn't read.
They must have, because what did they do? They swam all the way out, and they're so far. And all of a sudden, you hear.
Wait a minute, hold on. How far out were they? Because the Outer Banks has, as I'm sure most beaches do, will have like a sandbar that rolls in with the storm.
Right.
So there's that drop off, but if you swim past that, you could get to a sandbar. Is that how far out they were?
Assuming the sandbar's out
there. Somebody has to figure it out.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, I didn't see it. I didn't. Right. And so, I'm looking, and I didn't measure, so I don't know exactly how far, but they were far out there. Oh, man, they were far out there. And so we hear someone screaming, somebody get help, somebody get help. And all of a sudden, there's this lady crying, and she's screaming for help. Someone call 911. So this guy has a whistle, so he starts using the whistle for beach rescue.
The lifeguards and stuff.
But they're all the way down the beach, and you see and they're helping someone else because you see the lights, lights already on. Uh-huh. And so it was myself, and I don't want to make it seem like I'm a hero. I mean, I was kind of late. Things were kind of safe at this point when I started getting in the water to help. So I don't want to make it seem like I put the guy on my back. He was kind of big, so we both would have drowned. But look, it was too far to be out there.
Right.
So I didn't play any golf, but I helped in the rescue.
Guarantee he slept on the couch at night.
Yeah. He almost slept permanently.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
But I'm just wondering if his wife, how she felt. Like, first of all, you big dummy. You almost killed yourself, but you almost killed our son.
Exactly. Yeah. No, she probably would rather lose him than the son.
Yeah. She might have still lost him by her own hands.
Right. Yeah. Mighty chicken.
Because if that was Manny.
Oh, God. Yeah, I'd have been there. I would have said, no, rescue him. I'll stay out here. I'm good.
I'm better off out here.
No point in me coming back. That's how I would have went down. We've got a lot happening. Lots going on the tour. I mean, we've got the Scottish Open. So we actually have a rare European tour check.
Yeah,
because a lot of PGA players were in the European Tour event, the Scottish Open this weekend, this past weekend. Also, the John Deere Classic, Marathon Classic, the Senior Players Championship. Quick mention, we won't talk about it much, but there was the LPGA Senior Women's event. So good for them. Again, they're growing the game for the women. That's perfect. And lots of good stories on tour. Also, I have a golf tech story to give you. But first, we've got an Oak Creek check-in with LB. LB, Oak Creek, what's up?
Yeah, so Vern and I played Oak Creek on Sunday morning. We had a 7:40 tee
time. No, you didn't. You had a 6:40.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, that's it was 6. No, it was 7. It was 7.
7:40?
It was 7:40.
Maybe they changed it once we were off the...
Yeah.
No, it was 7:40. I'm pretty sure. It was 7:40 or 7:20.
6:20 or 6:40, and I was like, I can't do it. Not this weekend.
Is that why you didn't play?
Yeah, I needed some sleep, man. I was struggling.
Well, we had that same conversation yesterday about next weekend because he made it for 6 something. I'm like, dude, I'm going to have to leave my house before 5.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we're not doing that.
So now it's 7:20 this coming Sunday, which I may be able to play because I was hurting last week, man.
Yeah, that's
why I can't get up at 4:30 to play golf again.
Yeah, that ain't good. That ain't good. Yeah, we played this. I'm pretty sure it was 7. Yeah, because I didn't leave my house until 6.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, he changed it then, Claude. When we checked out, Vern said, okay.
Make it a little later.
That was a discriminator, I guess, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so we played Oak Creek.
Right there in PG County off Central Avenue. Church Road, I think is what it is. Yep. Mm-hmm. Used to be private.
Yes.
We had the GM on the show, William Fitz.
Season one.
Okay, well, they almost got cussed out the first when I first walked in the door.
Whoa.
Because, so I get there. Okay, Vern lives, what, 5 to 7 minutes from that
right.
facility. I beat him there, of course. so I go in to pay and get the and cart and everything. And so I go in to pay, and I don't know the guy's name, but the guy at the desk, he says, so I'm handing my credit credit card. And the first thing he says is, oh, it's CarPath only. And when he says that, I went from 0 to 100.
Because the big thing is, if it's going to be CarPath only, someone needs to let everyone know.
Right.
Yeah, just warn folks.
And then he says, on 4 holes. And then I like breathe a sigh of relief, and he says, "Yeah, I need to say that differently. I need to say 4 holes, and then the car path only."
Right.
People always go berserk when I say car path only, and I said, "Yeah," because I was about to, because I just drove 50 miles, and if you had told me it was car path only, there was gonna be hell to pay.
Right. Right. There was gonna be problems.
And I laughed a little bit, and he laughed, but I really meant that.
So in case you're listening, old quick guy, LB meant that.
So
was that because of the winter kill?
Yeah, well, yeah, they still having some issues, okay. And I took one picture. I've been busy. I just haven't had a chance to post it.
You've been busy?
Yeah, I've actually been working this week. Yeah, it's gonna be a long work week.
And today it's just Monday,
right? And it's just Monday. I'm already pissed off.
You're not
so
alone.
There was a foursome in front of us and a foursome behind us. So we were debating about going to the range. Just hit a few balls, right. and Vernie's like, well, we don't want to get behind those guys. We might want to go ahead and go. So the foursome that was on the box already were members. So the starter said, yeah, they're gonna be fast.
Right.
So y'all might want to. He told us let them get off the green before we tee off, and we really never even caught up to them. And then when we did, it was only on a par 3. Mm. And even then, when we caught up to them on a par 3, they was just walking off the green when we caught up to them.
Oh, okay, so they weren't any issues at all.
They weren't any issues at all. So we never really had any problems as far as speed. The course itself. So when Vern made this tee time, we talked about this. Well, via text, I said, he said, I asked him, I said, is the course good? They're saying it's good. He said, yeah, I talked to the guy. He said it was good. I said, well, I just looked at it because I wanted to see the yardage and stuff. So I went online.
And on their website, it still says the course is in shaky condition.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's what I said, Vern, you might want to call him because if we get over it and it's some bullshit, man. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have cursed, but I don't want to. Yeah, I'm saying. I don't want to get up at 5 in the morning, drive, an hour.
To
be burned there and then find out it's, it's close is messed up.
But you might as well be playing at Cross Creek.
Exactly. Which is closed.
Yeah. Right.
So, there are plenty of things I could have done in the morning.
Right.
So
right.
Long story short, we get over there and so we tee off. The first hole is not bad. Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty short par 4, right?
Yeah. And there's like two sand traps on the left. Mm-hmm. Of course, I found that one.
Of course.
But
if they were on the right, you would have found them on the right.
Or just went into the woods, one of the two. Right. But the course itself is not – I'll see what Vern has to say for it. The four holes that are car path only, they need to be car path only.
Okay.
I mean, they were horrendous.
Right.
The one is – the first one is a par 5, if you remember it.
I've never played.
You never played? So you must have played. Mm-hmm. When I say you, I'm talking to Claw. There was a fox. Some of you remember one time there was a fox running around out there. Mm-hmm. It was a par 5. Got a little water pond on the other side. It's like basically dried up now.
Oh, but, wow.
But
really?
That hole, they should just skip the hole. You should just skip the hole.
Seriously?
I mean, it's
that bad?
It's dirt. It's basically just mud.
Oh, man.
And I was
sad to hear because Oak Creek, was all right last year.
Yeah,
two years ago.
The thing about I kind of like the layout of the course. There's houses around it, but they're not like on the course either. You know, you see some houses here and there, but they're not butted up against to the fairway or anything. So you have plenty of space. But those holes that are car path only are terrible. And one other thing that I pointed out to Vern was even where you could find where they were making repairs, they had like Planets put sod down.
Mm-hmm.
Now. I did landscaping early back in my early summers between college semesters. I did some landscaping.
So
I know a little bit about landscaping.
Right.
And I say little, I mean very little.
Right.
Compared to somebody who's supposed to be PGA golf course professional maintaining the course. Right.
Right.
But normally when you put sod on an existing area that already has grass, you dig that area out.
Okay. Right.
So that the sod will be at the same height as the existing ground, right?
I love it. Right.
So it would be even. You know, it's like you laying carpet. You wouldn't put a different type of carpet on top of existing carpet. So you'd have a lip, right? You would make it even. Mm-hmm. Why would these fools take take sod and just lay it on top of the ground?
Existing grass. Yeah, that's what makes sense. Just, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, and there's some places you can see where they actually did cut it out in a half-assed way and laid the
sod. So you kind of already know what you're doing. How come you didn't do that all upright?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it wasn't... It was very soggy too. I mean, I know they watered it that day, but I mean, a lot of places, it was squishy.
When we get out and play so early, you know, you get the sprinklers, you get the dew from the morning, like, you know, so it's oftentimes wet, at least for the first half of the front end when we play.
But this was squishied all the way through. We finished, like I said, we had a 7:20, 7:40 tee time. We finished a little about 11:30-ish or something like that. It was still squishy when we came.
Wow.
So overall, okay, and it was $73, right?
Whoa.
Yes, exactly.
Now, here's the thing about even last season when we talked to the general manager at Oak Creek. He talked about how they're a good midway point between your Lake Presidential and Renditions and Enterprise, where they're not as low as Enterprise. And I understand why, because it is, you know, from a layout standpoint, you know, more challenging course, better course. Right. But it's not as expensive as your Lake Presidential and Renditions. It sounds like they are as expensive as
Lake Presidential.
Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
They must have changed. They raised the prices.
And then it was a Sunday. I mean, it was a weekend. Right.
It doesn't matter.
But
you have Winter Kill.
Yeah.
So back to my course that I played in the Outer Banks, Seascape, when they had Winter Kill.
Is that where you broke 90? Go ahead. Sorry.
That was 89. That's 89, remember?
Back to when I played in the Outer Banks. I can't stand either one of them. they had Winter Kill, and they were knocking $40 off everyone.
Right. See?
Right.
Come on, Oak Creek.
We paid $70, and that was in the Outer Banks, whereas normally you won't play a course, unless it's Holly Ridge. Mm-hmm. You won't play a course that's under 100.
Right.
I wouldn't want to play a course under 100.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
right.
I don't get it. They needed to have been at least a 25% discount in that price based on the course conditions.
The point, by the way, for 9 holes, because I was just trying to see when can I sneak golf in around all the family stuff we squeezed in.
Yeah.
9 holes, $70.
Yeah.
Wow.
At the point.
But it's that's a
it looked like
beautiful
it was worth it, though.
Course.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So the price was, again, if $73 and it's in top condition, then I'm fine with it.
Right.
Under the current conditions, no. So will I be going back? Absolutely not.
Wow.
Oh, and the cart girl.
A course that we liked the last 2 years, just got a not coming back.
Yeah,
MLB.
What's your grade on it? The parts that were playable were fine. I mean, you know, I'd give it a B.
Okay, you got to wait. So would you regrade it?
Would you go again next season?
If they fix it, yes, I'll go back.
Okay.
But
okay, so what is
the
your
current
grade?
Conditions? No.
Let me ask you. Oh, maybe your cart girl story will play into the grade.
Well, so we had finished, and we were taking our cart back.
Hadn't seen her at all.
Never saw her. So the first time we saw her
was anyone in the kitchen when you guys first checked in? Was anyone cooking up anything?
We have time to do that because Brian was late.
I was coming in hot.
Was he ironed? Was he finally pressed?
Yes, he was dressed well.
Good.
But the cart girl, we saw her getting her cart ready when we were coming back.
Okay.
We turned our cart in. And this is like 11:30.
What?
Yeah, she's just now getting her cart.
She's got to be.
That's
out
not.
Ready
yeah.
That.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Price paid. No cart girl.
Right. Cart and 4 holes you had was cart path only.
One of them you should have skipped.
Yeah. That's soggy. Like par 5. It was soggy everywhere.
So given all that, with the price you paid, what was your grade for the experience this weekend?
Oh, the experience.
Total
package, I give it like a C minus.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
it sounds like it can be a B.
Oh, it can easily be a B
if they fix
the course. Because some of the tee boxes, one particular tee box I pointed to Brian said, Sharon would love this tee box.
Yep. That's my, yep.
So, but the question that I have is, given what it was, what would have been a fair price point?
$40.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, 40.
Okay.
And that's honestly, if I had known 4 was going to be carpet falling, I wouldn't have went.
Right.
I just went somewhere else.
Why not just play Laytonville?
Yeah.
Or Hampshire Green.
Somewhere anywhere. Exactly. Right. I would have played somewhere else. I just
Blue went. Or Lake Presidential. I mean, you gave Lake Presidential a great review.
Yeah. Yeah. With that, some of was yeah, yeah. Other than was the cart girl, they didn't come out till late
yeah.
or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
But I mean, we do play pretty early.
But I just feel like on I feel like on the weekends, like on a Saturday or Sunday, someone should be out on that cart by easily 9 o'clock.
I agree.
By 9 o'clock, somebody's gotta be driving around.
Yeah. And a lot of times we're on the back when they're coming out. So
by the time
they started 18 though.
Do they, maybe. I don't know.
They started
think
they 18.
Would. Yeah, you
they could easily say,
go
hey.
They go backwards, right.
And when you check in at 6:30, someone said, hey, you know, we'll have, you know, a car girl going out at around 9, but if you want to call something in, a breakfast sandwich or something, just call it in. We'll have it out to you. You know what I mean? I don't mean to keep, you know, talk about the same courses, you know, or you. But someone sets the standard.
Issues, right.
Blue Mash does that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You know, you can call in your order, and if your tea time is right now, hey, go ahead out. We'll have somebody bring it out to you. Yeah. You can call it in, and they have the car crews going out early. Man. I mean, this is just what they do, and that's why.
And one thing I will say about Oak Creek, they had plenty of staff. I mean, there was guys everywhere, you know, you need a car, you need talking to you, you pulled
that's
up.
Good.
So there are plenty of people there. What they were all doing, I'm not sure, but they were plenty of
get
staff.
Someone to cook, get someone to bring things out. You know what I mean? Yeah. Custom experience.
Other duties as assigned.
Because we talked about that last year with Lake Presidential. They just said, hey, look, the course we're chalking up as a loss this year, but we're going to make sure that your playing experience is great. Right. And you can make up a lot. Said, hey, car path only, but. If you make it up in user experience, you know what I mean? Then it's all right.
So the only final thing I'll say about it, when we were leaving, we dropped the cart off, we're walking back. No, we were putting our clubs in the car. They were having some kind of function in the clubhouse there.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful women were going in that place.
what do you give the grade?
That's why I got a C minus and not a D.
Funny.
Because, of course, had something to do with that.
Exactly. How'd you guys play?
I would say terrible in the word. Yeah. Because I had the second hole, I had a 4.
Mm-hmm.
I had a 4 on the front, a 3, and on the back, I had another 3.
So. How'd you do on 18? That's that long. I think it's a par 5, and it's water to the left towards the green.
That's a par 4. The par 4 downhill?
Yeah.
I got in that bunker on the left side.
Oh, shocker.
Right.
And I thought I had.
Did you hit a Patrick Reed where it took you?
We're going to talk about that, but I did see that. No, on the first hole, the bunker I was in, I thought I was only like 2 feet away from the lip, and I thought I could get out.
Oh.
And I hit it, and it just caught the lip, went straight up. It came back down in the bunker.
Yeah.
You pick your ball up and walk away?
No, I got out like a pro on the second shot.
Oh, like a pro.
There you go.
He's a pro.
Unlike Patrick Reed. but I think Vern shot 95, I shot 100.
Okay. Wow. It was a tough day.
It was. We had a good time though.
Where'd you play? What tees?
We played the what did we play? I think we played the greens. Greens is 62.
Okay.
Wow. What are the tips?
The tips is 71.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
A long course.
Oak Creek can get long.
Yeah.
What's the next tee up? What's the next tee up from the greens?
Green is blue, which is 65. So you got whites at 58.
Are you serious? Oh, yeah. I've been playing the whites.
Whites are 58, greens are 62, blue is 65, and 71 from the gold.
Now, we talk about this with Hampshire Greens. Maybe when they get Oak Creek back, that might be one course that no matter what the score, because we said want to try just from the tips, just to see how the course is tips.
Because there was a couple spots, I forget what number that is, you have to hit over a small ravine.
It's like, no way we get it over from the tips.
I'd be curious to see. Because I can tell it now. At one point, Vern and I stayed on this same green. We had to hit over this washout area. And I made a joke about Rodney. I said, Rodney would just pick his ball up and go on the other side because he couldn't hit over this. And then I shank one right into it.
Right into it.
And then Vern said, you going to tell Rodney about that? I said, nope.
We'll not tell Rodney. Cool. So, yeah, I still got Elk Creek's got to get together.
Yeah,
I want to
check
it out there. I like that course.
I'm not going back. Like I said, I'm not going back this year.
Okay.
I wouldn't mind playing the tips from Hampshire Greens up. Mm-hmm. Like at Hampshire Greens playing the tips there.
So
or
long.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. It's long. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's 7,100, I think.
Yeah, it's
69, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yes.
It'd be fun.
It'll be fun to see.
Maybe we'll do that like our last round this season or something.
Yeah.
Well, my last round because you all play into December.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm done in like October.
We'll throw on some Under Armour.
Yeah.
Keep it moving.
Hat, yes, sir. Keep playing. Yeah. So we'll see. Whatever you say is the last one. Sure. But that'll be fun to see. And yeah, we'll check that out. So let's go to the PGA, LPGA Senior Tour. Lots of golf this weekend. Mm-hmm. Tons of golf this weekend. Michael Kim wins the John Deere Classic at 27 right. under.
Okay, right? This is getting ridiculous.
And another first-time winner?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's been mm-hmm. on tour for a while, right? Yes. Mm-hmm.
So the winners for the last 2 weeks combined to be 60 under par.
Yeah.
We
don't find anything wrong with this.
No, I mean, some courses he just play hot. Easier than the others.
He got hot, too.
Yeah.
He was throwing them. He was slam dunking his putts. I mean, it's like it was nothing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah.
It didn't bother hot. Me. It seems to bother Sherman a lot when he's
got it. It bothers me because I think that it's not – I mean, we like to see players struggle.
Right.
We all agree that the U.S. Open was a little
– unfair.
Unfair, right. But mm-hmm. It's weird
you
to me.
You don't want to see 21 under, though, right?
No, nah, I like to see like 5, 6, 7 under, somewhere around there. Somebody really gets hot, you know, maybe mm-hmm. 10 or 11, but 33 under, 27 under. Yeah.
Every course can't be, you know, that difficult.
Some well, courses, apparently you know. The last two haven't been difficult at all for yeah. pros because they're killing it.
Well, but even then, he won by 5 strokes or something?
Yeah.
So
still 22 under for second place. Yeah, but I think second place last week was 28 or 29
but
under.
But the thing about it, too, those second, third, fourth, and fifth places are bunched in together. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not like one.
Okay, fine. Throw out the leader. So they're all still bunched in at more than 20 under.
Well, yeah. But I mean, but some of the courses play easier. You know what I mean? Yeah, it doesn't bother me as
just
much.
Just like Falls Road. I mean, Falls Road is...
There's a bunch of us tied in there right around 97. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shooting those great scores.
Yeah, my two lowest rounds of the year been at Falls Road. So I'm saying Falls Road's easier course.
There's a bunch of us in there.
Two of my highest rounds of the year have been at Falls Road.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But see, that's the thing. I mean, you know, some of these courses play easy, and then you know, you get some folks out there who still miss the cut.
Yeah.
But then someone scores, you know, under 27.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Michael Kim wins. What do we got as far as on Michael Kim in last place for John?
Michael Kim won was $1.1 million, I believe, what his purse was for that.
Not bad for your first win on tour.
So last place, this guy.
Many millions.
Yeah, I didn't. Before we leave, John, before we get to him, the other black guy.
Harold Varner third,
minus 18.
He's playing better.
Yeah, the last few weeks he's been warming up. Yeah, he's been in the top 10.
We in here.
So he's he got sixth place at $208,000.
Nice,
my man.
So he can buy some more Jordans now.
Yep.
So last place this week is
Manny Millions.
Manny Millions. The Manny Millions is Chris Banks. Blanks. I'm sorry. Blanks.
Never heard of him.
Me neither. After I read some more, then I was that guy. So he minus two. He won $11,000. So the total at the Manny Millions total is $530,000 right now.
Nice.
So back to Chris Blanks. He's 5'10", 220, a little portly fellow.
Okay.
45 years old. He's married.
Really?
Yeah, 45. He came.
I thought you were going to say like 26.
No, Murray. He got two rugrats. He lives in Jupiter, Florida. He went pro in 95. So he's been around for a minute.
Wow.
Yeah.
23. How old is he?
45.
Okay. So 22. So he joined tour when he was 22.
Mm-hmm. But with the fields split with the Scottish Open this weekend, I mean, you know, more folks who never heard of made cuts and
Yeah.
So I been on tour 23 years.
Yep. Zero wins.
What?
Zero wins.
Like Claude always says, it's hard to win on tour.
It's hard to win there.
He has, in all that time, he has 7 top tens.
Wow.
And he's won a little bit over $3 million over his career so far.
That's it?
That's it.
In 23 years.
Yeah.
It's like I was telling
him. He had 2 years where he won right around $1 million. He had 1 year where I think he was injured, so he didn't make, you know, he was in anything. He had another year of like 200,000 or something like that. So he needs
23 years to make $3 million,
right? Or one of his one of his bios that one of his other jobs he's had, and I don't know if it's like now or between tournaments, but he's a bartender.
It's got to be now. I thought you were gonna say Best Buy, but like Ron Artest.
Yeah,
right.
We'll see what else about him.
UPS.
So there's a couple of interesting things about him. So his wife is a golfer. And
she's made more money than him.
Well, she's beaten him she's beaten him 9 times in 9 years.
Get out of here.
You mean as far as money?
No, as far as
like on the course.
Kicking
his butt.
Yeah.
She needs to be on the PGA.
Taking the lunch money. Let's see. His father was in the Air Force. So he lived in four states as a child. As an adult, he lived in five states, including Maryland. For some, I don't know what part of Maryland, but he did live in Maryland at some point.
Oxon Hill, and, maybe? No? Right,
C. Pleasant. Yeah, he was in C. Pleasant. he was that guy. and he's named after Chris Christopherson. Remember him?
Nope.
You don't remember him? He was
the actor. Was he like the action dude?
I want to say Johnny Cash thing, but without Johnny, well, he didn't play Johnny Cash in that movie. He, I think, was a singer or something. Or,
okay,
but whatever. I can remember him from back in the day vaguely. But that's who he's named after. That's why how he got the Chris. His mom thought this other guy was cute. That's how he got the.
Oh, name. That's nice.
That's funny.
Yeah, right. To tell your husband, yeah, I'm naming your son after this guy who I think is cute.
Yeah, because you're not.
Right.
Is his wife on the LPGA?
No, she played at Ohio State, and she was a teaching pro at some country club somewhere.
She's probably still making more
it's
money.
A good way to make money.
Now here's the one good story. Well, I should say good, but it was funny to me. in 2013, he was arrested for.
that's
a good story to me. Like I say, it's funny to me. he was getting on the flight. And forgot his Glock, 40 caliber Glock in his.
That happens so much.
Right. Everybody is, oh, my gun. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot I had that in my bag. Cause he put it through the check, you know, obviously he forgot cause he put it through the check.
Yeah.
And they're like, and they arrested him and he said, oh yeah, I forgot. I meant to take it out after the road trip, but he left it in there.
I have a license. Loaded. This, too. I promise. Loaded.
And he does not have a concealed carry. He did not have a concealed carry. This was in 2013. But I couldn't find out what happened if he, you know, he probably, you know, slap on the wrist.
Well, you know how that certain happens privileges. For some of us.
So, yeah, nothing really happened.
Told not
to
do it again.
Yeah,
exactly.
Others of us would still be locked up.
Right exactly.
Even with a concealed carry.
Right. Or so dead. He posted a $3,000
if we're lucky, we'd be locked up for life.
And, and he got out of it that way.
Plaxico Burress was not so lucky when he shot himself.
Right.
That was punishment enough, right?
Right.
Right. No, you still got to go to jail.
Wasn't it in some club with sweatpants on?
Right.
Right.
With a gun.
Swinging around in your sweatpants.
And then still had to go to jail. He went to prison for that.
Right. For shooting yourself. What you in for? Oh, I shot myself.
Yeah, should just put him in jail for wearing sweatpants to a club.
Right.
Probably had on dress shoes and a belt, too.
Right. Or those, like, Adidas flip-flops. You know, those sports.
And socks. Like, white socks.
Yeah. So there we go. Michael Kim wins the John Deere Classic. Mm-hmm. Brandon Stone wins the Scottish Open at 20 under.
Yeah.
By the way, he shot a 10 under on the final round.
Yeah. Okay. And also, it makes more sense over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because scores are just lower that because of the style. Way that the links.
If the weather cooperates,
you can
win at plus 11 if the wind is all over the place.
Right, exactly.
True.
Exactly.
And I know you're going to get to it, but you can also do things like your boy Ricky did.
You've got a story on Ricky.
Yeah. So last week when we were talking about
drive distance
because we were talking about the ladies and how far they can hit it.
Mm-hmm.
And you all said, well, no, they average what? Like 270? Well, the guy last week averaged 270,
mm-hmm.
but they averaged. So the men average around 270 to 280?
Mm-hmm.
No, the men average about around 290, 300.
Okay,
men,
290, 300.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Fowler, your boy Rick Claude, who's also Rick,
right?
Manny's boy, 458 yard drive.
We've got to post this video.
Yeah,
he hits it in the fairway. Folks think that they're safe to cross over.
Yeah, the marshals thought they were safe. Mm-hmm. They told him go ahead and cross.
Right.
You know he's five football fields away. Exactly. Don't worry about it.
Right. You're safe.
You're
and
safe.
He crushes it
and smashes this thing.
Well,
yeah.
Two and given it was a wind aided downhill, firm course.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And so, what's interesting too is you know they were talking about Carnoustie again, which the Open Championship is going to be played this week. Mm-hmm. They were saying, yeah, the course is firm and brown and ready to go. I mean, firm and brown here. We're like, this course is in horrible condition.
Yeah,
you
yeah,
might
like,
as well call
I'm not,
it.
I'm not playing that.
Yeah. Well, where are we? Marlton,
right?
But yeah. There, I mean,
it's on Newport, Lucy's.
Like, LPGA, the Marathon Classic.
So this was a B stop on their tour. I take it, huh?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Because I noticed a lot of the names were very unfamiliar to me.
Yeah, you know. But there were some that were. I think Brittany Liscombe lost in the playoff. But Brooke Henderson, Lexi Thompson. Mm-hmm. Cheyenne Woods made the cut.
Yes,
I think she played pretty well.
She
right?
well, yes and no. she finished tied for 53.
She must have had a poor weekend.
And she sucks. Minus total of minus two. Her take home, $5,311. Her take home.
Wow, we may have spent more than that at the Outer Banks.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Jeez Louise. So anyway, the winner at the Marathon Classic. Actually, her last name is easier to pronounce than the first name. I think it's Thitapa was the first name. Last name, Suwanapora.
Yeah,
she won.
Yeah, good job. Close enough.
In a playoff over Brittany Lincecum.
Yeah.
So yeah, congratulations to
Miss Stackhouse missed the cut, too. I did find that.
Oh, August. Mariah Stackhouse, yeah. Mr. Kaye. She's been struggling.
What did who finished tied for 49th?
So we're looking over this stuff. So funny. So we're going over everything. And so again, congratulations to Ms. Suwanapora for winning the Marathon Classic. And by the way, Brittany Lincecum is going to play in a PGA event coming up.
I saw that. Yeah. I
did
see that.
Yeah, so we'll see how she does. So LB sends an email to the show prep with a scorecard for. I can't even pronounce her
last
name. Definitely can't pronounce her
last name. It'll be fun trying.
I guess it's Santa Weewanahanapong or Fong.
I'm going to go with Santi Weewathanapong.
Right. That sounds closer. But that's not.
And we're not making fun of it.
No, because we're all about
27 letters in her last name.
We'll post it on our Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. And we're all about diversity. And y'all know, y'all listen to this podcast. We love the LPGA tour.
Yes.
I mean, we love, even though Sherman thinks they can only drive 250 yards. But we.
That's not a knock.
But we
I wish I could drive 250.
Yeah, I know. We love the LPGA tour. We're always giving props to KPMG, KPMG, and we're always talking about how, you know, we've got to do better to get, you know, the winners more money.
Absolutely.
And so we love it.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is not even her last name.
We like women on this show.
Yeah. Yeah. It's her first name.
Right.
Her first name's Sherman.
Yeah,
Sherman.
As I was scrolling through the leaderboard, I had to do a double take. Did I just see Sherman?
No, and the truth, I mean, it's like with the last name, like I said, Santawanathanapong.
Yeah, it's like 27.
Is her first name really Sherman?
Yeah, Sherman.
Right. Like, where'd you get that?
I'm gonna spare her last name so you at home can figure this out for yourself.
Right.
Santiwanathanapong.
You forgot an H.
Did I forget another?
Right.
Wow.
Well, like we said.
Yeah.
Santawanathanapong.
Okay.
Sherman.
Sherman. Right.
Sherman. Call her Sherman.
We'll just call her Sherman for short. Because I was trying to figure out why did LB send us this card? Like, you know. I wasn't necessarily impressed with the scoring on it, right? And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. So, yeah. So, my first name is Sherman. We'll post it. So congratulations to her as well for, I guess, obviously, for being on tour.
Yeah. Hey, so back to the Scottish. Did you watch any of the Scottish?
I watched most of it.
I watched a lot of it Thursday. Because
it was
Friday.
So early in the morning, which, again, is one of the benefits of
Best
the Open thing. Championship because you're going to wake up and golf's going to be on television.
Right,
But, yeah, I did. What did you notice?
I did like Patrick Reagan stuck in that bunker.
Oh, good.
Taking three shots to get out.
Three shots.
And this couldn't have to a better guy.
Right. I'm pretty sure his parents were sad, even though they couldn't tell him.
Right.
Because the wife doesn't let him speak
to
them.
Him,
yeah,
right.
So I'm sure his parents, just like us, watching him on television. Yes.
Right.
I'm sure that, they may not have been.
We've probably had more interaction with him than his parents have since.
Yeah, we've spoken to his parents more than he has.
Yeah.
And so he's in this bunker, and you're left with this thought, like, okay, should I play back just to get, you know, or play to the side? Or do I give it a chance? And he chanced it, and he couldn't get out twice, right?
I mean, because he hit it. But honestly, I don't think he had too much of an option.
Sure, it couldn't happen to a better guy. Oh, God, that's funny, Sherman.
Because it was so close to the lip of that bunker.
Right.
I don't know if he could have got a club behind it to play it backwards, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
The angle was just so screwed up. He really had no choice but to try and either get it over the lip or let it ricochet back, and which it did.
Right, right. And he was in contention for the first two rounds. This took him out.
It sure did.
You know what we call that?
Payback.
Karma.
Yeah, right.
Call your folks. Check on your people.
Call your mama.
Call your mom, man. Just call your mother.
Text your mom, man. Your mom misses you. Shoot. Yeah.
You know, tweet your
ask your wife if you're allowed. Just, you know.
Yeah, holidays coming up.
Get a
Labor kitchen. Day is coming up. It's holidays.
Man, right. Yeah,
come on my phone later.
Somebody's birthday's coming up or something.
Because I watched the golf through my app,
and this comes to the European feed, mm-hmm. a lot of times the commentators will be quiet. I mean, they won't be
saying
anything.
Yeah, and you're just watching golf, right?
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. but you're hearing the actual talking amongst the, players, the players and the caddies and stuff, which is cool. Because mm-hmm. A couple weeks ago, I was watching some tournament, and they were actually having a feed issue, an audio issue, mm-hmm. where the commentators couldn't talk. For about a whole half hour.
Did you enjoy it more?
Yes, I did. I really did. Because, you could hear the caddies and the players talking to each other and everything. And there was no commentator at all. I mean, none at all.
To Sherman's point, that might be what they get with the Tiger Phil thing.
That's
where
right.
It's like, no commentators, although I'm sure that they'll find a way. But
they'll find a way.
Let's mic them up. Mm-hmm. Let them play, and let's just hear what's going on.
Yeah.
Every sport, no matter what it is more entertaining when you can hear the players.
Yeah.
Whether it's football, baseball, hockey, basketball, mm-hmm. golf.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, it just is.
Good point.
I think probably the only one you can really hear them say anything is tennis, right? Because it's so quiet and the mic's right there. You got your John McEnroe and your tennis players you can actually hear, but
most times,
but
they don't never say anything colorful.
Right.
No, not since John McEnroe's not.
Right,
now you talk about abuse.
All they do is grunt now.
Yeah.
I think that's it. So the Open Championship coming up.
I have a question about that.
Okay, yes.
Did you know, and I did because I didn't know this, that they have to turn the trophy in every year for the Open?
What do you mean turn it in?
So the champion gets to carry it around.
Yeah, you get to carry it around.
But then you have to give it back.
Okay, good question. So I have a question.
Do you get a trophy?
I looked today. I know they talked to someone about a belt. Like you get a.
What is WWE?
Hey, I was saying the same thing.
Right. What happens if Ric Flair comes and power drives you and takes your belt?
Yeah, it was something weird about they. You get a.
Do you have to defend your title?
Yeah, you get a belt or something. It didn't make sense to me, and I didn't get a chance to do all the.
By the way,
time the research that I wanted to.
The Claret Jug mm-hmm. did come to Top Golf in Alexandria on the 4th of July.
You mean the Stanley Cup?
No. The Claret Jug. Top Golf. Yeah. I mean, the Stanley Cup was there too, but I mean, they brought it by. It was part of this whole little tour thing that it did in build. But yeah, it was here. I mean, could have took a picture with it.
So I have a question because related to
that. That's interesting. I
didn't know that either because there's an article talking about Spieth. He thought he would just, take
put
the case
in his trophy
hand.
Case.
Well, no, he knew he had to give it back.
Okay.
But when he brought it back, I guess it was today's Monday. I guess when he brought it back, he expected just, here's the suitcase with it in. He handed it to some guy and it was done.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a whole little ceremony he goes through to give it, to return it.
Did he say, but guys, I really have something to do it for. I can't stay around too long for this.
And he said, initially it didn't seem like that big a deal to give it back.
Mm-hmm.
But once they made this big to-do about it, he felt even worse giving it back. Because it was such a ceremony around, he felt really dejected, I guess.
Yeah.
Having to give him
the trophy. Your time's up, buddy.
Yeah. Right. Well, exactly. Man up and go win it again.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he ain't won nothing since. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I didn't know they. But it begs the question, though, what do you get? Because I want something in my mantle.
Yeah. This
if
is
I
how
I win any
the
tournament.
Open champion of the year. Champion golfer of the year.
What do they do with the Stanley Cup?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, I'm guessing they get that back too.
I thought they
get like a replica of it.
That's what I thought too. That you might have a replica of something. And I did see when I was trying to do some quick research today. You can buy a claret jug off the eBay.
Are you serious?
Yeah, well, obviously it's a replica or something. But they were like, a couple hundred bucks, depending on how nice you want it to be.
Right. Once we build this golf DMV community, we should have a golf DMV situation where we have golf DMV. We should actually have a championship belt.
Yeah.
And the top two finishers have to wrestle on the 18th green.
And everything is in play. Golf club.
Oh, yeah.
The pin.
No holds bar. Cage match.
The pin.
Yeah, the pond is in play. Throw somebody in it, drown them. Auto in the belt. That's wild. Open championship expectations. Who do you guys have? What are you looking forward to?
Honestly, I don't know. We say this every tournament. I want Tiger to win one.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. Because we go with the favorites, but,
I think it's going to be another Johnny come lately or somebody who won, has won before on
like
tour.
A Patrick Reed or a Justin Rose. Henrik Stenson, maybe.
I think Justin Rose is not a bad. I think it's going to be a European.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, maybe. It's on that soil. They can have one.
I'm also doing like that whole, what's it called, where you kind of like, no, I don't think it's going to be Tiger. Like, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I want Tiger, but I don't want to say
you
it.
Almost, yeah.
Like, I'll reverse jinx it.
Maybe a Tony Finau, someone like that who's been around for a while. Yeah,
and Jason Day. I always root for Jason Day anyway. So.
Yeah.
Is he Tony in the field?
I'm sure he is.
Here's who I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
DJ.
I think he's the favorite.
Yeah. Well,
some of those
take the field.
Some of those holes where he can actually drive, because I did see a little bit today on Golf Channel. They talked about that, where the holes where he can actually drive it, he will have a huge advantage, over everybody else. So
he can drive
Jason Day can bomb it too.
So here are your odds since you brought it up. Dustin Johnson 12-1, McIlroy 14-1, Spieth.
Oh, McIlroy's 14-1.
14-1, Spieth.
How is that?
Spieth and Rose is 16-1. Ricky Fowler 18-1. Justin Thomas 18. Tommy Fleetwood 18. Brooks Koepka 20.
Fleetwood's the hot pick.
You taking Brooks?
No, he's not going to win it this time because he just won the Open two years in a row. Tiger Woods 20-1. Jason Day 25-1.
Wait.
What are we
Tiger is getting better odds to win than Jason Day.
Tiger. Okay, I'm going to tell you everybody who's below Tiger. How about that? Jason Day, Stendrick Henson, Sergio, who I hate, Garcia.
That's
Hideki
Matsuyama.
Thank you. Patrick Reed, Paul Casey, Phil Mickelson, 40-1. Brandon Grace, 40-1. And that's where it stops.
Yeah, I don't like Phil winning this. He doesn't.
Nah, he's not going to win this.
I don't think so.
I'm shocked. And Tiger's 20-1.
If we were in Vegas and I could put $20 on it, I would take anybody off this list to win, not on this list to win.
So take the field. I would do the same. Yeah. I don't think it's anybody on that list.
Right.
Because you didn't say he didn't say Justin Rose, right? Did you say Justin Rose?
Yeah, he's 16-1.
He's pretty
top. He's a top. He's in top four.
There's somebody else he didn't say.
John Rahm.
Well, now that
John
sports betting's legal, have they moved it? Can we do this in Maryland yet?
No,
not yet. They haven't integrated it.
No, but they have the apps now. You could probably do it.
Oh,
online.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but then
we don't have to call a bookie in a basement
card or something.
Do you?
Yeah, right. Fat Mo sitting in his basement.
Like, you don't have to do that anymore. You don't have to call Fat Tony anymore.
Right.
Yeah, it's Patrick Reed 30-1. Paul Casey 30-1. Alex Noren 30-1.
Yeah, Alex Noren is a pretty popular choice too. Yeah, he's been. Yeah.
I don't like John Rahm throwing him out. Take the field against DJ.
Yeah,
DJ's not winning. Yeah.
And there you have
Unless
it.
Unless he can drive every hole,
it doesn't matter. He'll find a way to mess it up because that's what he does. He'll trip over his golf cart getting out.
I'm surprised Bubba Watson's not higher. Because he's got, three wins already or two wins on tour already?
I don't even see him on the list. Yeah, at least on this list, I'm on. Here.
Some of those guys, though, the game doesn't really translate to that style of play. And maybe that's why Tiger is ranked high, because he can bomb it on that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Tiger,
his
the
short
thing
game
about,
has been good, though.
It has been. And really I think good. Is he leading the tour in putts?
I don't know.
He's really high up there.
I'm sure he's top.
Like top three or something, top 10.
Easily top 10.
Yeah, so maybe that's why, because you have to be able to putt.
You got
to
be able to putt there. Yeah.
And maybe I'm going with Tiger.
Took us all but 3 minutes to convince you.
Tiger's going to win it.
So last week I had talked about giving up the game for the rest of the year and just practicing, but I went to Golf Tech. So my experience was pretty good. So I signed up with this guy, John Ross, over in the North Bethesda, right off Wisconsin and near where White Oak used to be, that White Oak Mall. They've got something, little warehouse looking thing. You go in, man, they connect you to the machines and stuff. And so the first thing was a swing analysis. Talk to you a little bit about your game. He compares your swing to like a PGA Tour pro and works some things out to give you a lesson within it and everything. And it was pretty good to get to see your swing. There were a couple things I didn't know. I did not know that I hit from my club path on the downswing is outside in, which explains the slice. He wanted to see how do you try to fix your slice. So I showed him some of the things that I do. He says, that's exactly why you're not getting any distance, because all you're doing is trying to fix the slice in a dysfunctional way,
right?
Like putting a Band-Aid on it as opposed to actually fixing it. So I didn't know I was doing that until I saw the swing. I didn't realize how I was not starting my backswing with my hands closer in, like rotating back. I was coming out more, which was creating the out from the end. And also at Impact, I didn't realize I was flicking my wrist so much, you know? And so you watch the video, he literally told me three things, and it fixed that. One thing, like in 10 minutes.
Wow.
Just from watching the video. So I think what I'm going to do, now the prices for these lesson plans are so expensive. I mean, they've got stuff from $400 all the way to $4,500.
Oh, my gosh.
Exactly.
Yeah, we won't be going there.
Exactly. And so what I might do is sign up for like a five-lesson plan, which is like $500 or something like that. So when you break it down, it's like 80-something. But you get the video analysis. They send you all the videos. He coaches you. So the thing I like about the video is that you do the video analysis, you do a lesson, and then you go back to the video. He lines it up to a tour pro to kind of show you what you should be trying to do, and they draw the lines. But he also records his notes. Like, here's what you should do. He circles your hands, bring it back on this path. And so it's like you get the lesson repeated several times before you go back. You know what I mean? And he said the whole thing is to watch it, listen to what I'm saying. So like that was an hour and a half that we spent. And he has like a 30-minute video of me, his voice on it, showing the lines, drawing the comparisons. All and so I can go back and redo another 30-minute lesson every single time to get it. Now, in some of those packages, you've got, you know, free time in the simulator bay and all that. I don't need any of that kind of stuff. But they try to get you locked into that $4,500 stuff. They don't even show you the $400 option. Like, you said 4 to 45. What's the $400? What's the $300? Like, what's the?
You don't want that. You want this one over here.
Exactly.
You don't want the Pinto. You want the Cadillac.
Right. So I'm interested to see how much. Now, again, I've watched the video, but I have not gone to the range at all to work on anything that he said, which is typical. So I'm going to try to get.
But didn't because I have video that Brendan had did when we went before, which I probably should look at. But I know I have it because he
sent that's it when to we went and I forgot my clubs.
Right, that time.
Yes.
Don't let us forget.
Now, have you watched it? Because we often reference. Got to go back and see Brendan. Maybe if we just watch the video that he sent us.
Yeah.
Because chances are we're still not. But the thing, too, I think you got to do is watch the video, but then try to take video of yourself to see where you are now. To see if you're correct. If those things.
One time I went earlier to the spring, I would say, to the range. I took Kyle with me, my grandson, and I had him take video of me.
Right.
And I
Well, because he doesn't want to play.
Right. He don't.
Hey, make yourself useful.
You ain't doing nothing anyway.
Yeah, earn your keep. You want to eat dinner tonight? Take video of me.
He could be like that guy's wife walking around shagging balls.
Yes, we got to talk about that.
Right.
But yeah, I had Kyle do that, and it actually was kind of eye opening.
Yeah, because you don't know what you look like sometimes.
Yeah, because when I turned to he hand me the phone, I looked like, oh my god,
right,
what's the one that even hit the ball?
Right, no, you're right. It helps so much because even in my backswing, I didn't realize that my because I'm left handed, I didn't realize my right arm wasn't as straight. I thought it was straight. Right. Man, that thing bends.
Totally bent, like a chicken wing.
You know how when you hinge your wrist, it's supposed to be like a 90-degree angle?
Right.
My elbow was a 90-degree angle. Then the wrist was a 90-degree angle. It looked like a U. I'm like, what am I doing? I felt so embarrassed. But he said that's what we're here for, to fix it. So,
Wow.
So I'll sign up for the cheap package, and then I'll report back later to see what happens. And then
by cheap, you mean $500.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well,
cheap to some of us, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm sure, but I'm also going to, I say this, but I may not. I'm going to cut back on what I'm playing. But I mean, you know, I work hard for money if I want to spend it all.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I want to get better.
You can't take it with you.
Time and money. Exactly. Time and money.
Yeah. You know, and I've got
to spend it how you want.
Exactly. There you go.
Quick note. So I was at the Blue Mash range. I guess it was last week. I guess it was. And I had seen this guy there before and his girlfriend.
Or wife.
And or wife, whatever relationship it is. I know it's all I know is a male and a female.
Right.
That's all I know. But he's always on a range, and she is always there, at least I thought, as support for him.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out with him. You know, young love, puppy love. Oh, I want to go where you go.
Right.
All that kind of stuff. That's what I thought was going on. But I think it may be a little bit more than that.
Okay.
Because what I noticed was, the last time I went, the guy's on the phone talking very loudly and annoying. Mm-hmm. He's on the short game area, and he's talking about World Cup to somebody.
He's probably talking to his wife, and that was his girlfriend.
Right. His girlfriend standing there, shagging balls for him.
Bothering everybody else, talking all loud on the phone. Like, dude, come on, man.
But what's interesting was he's on the phone, and she's walking out into the green, the putting green, and the chipping area, I'm saying, and picking up balls and bringing them back, putting them at his feet like a – like a lap dog.
Golden retriever.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So,
and I noticed it at first, and then I went back to putting, but then I stopped and looked at it again. I'm like,
He would hit a couple balls. She would run over there and pick him up and bring him back, drop him by his feet. So, okay, hey, everybody, you know.
Whatever works for you works, I guess,
huh? You can make that happen. More power to you. I need to take notes, maybe. so, you know something I don't know.
You're far more of a gentleman than that, LB.
So then I go down to the range, and I'm hitting balls, and I see him get ready to leave, right? And he starts, his bag is standing there. It's he's got a stand bag, but it's right there by the putting, by the green. And he's walking toward the parking lot. And then I look up, and the young lady picks up the bag, throws it on her shoulder, and she's running behind him.
Did she? Did he at least tell her, "Hey, it's time to go. I'm headed to the car," or did he just start walking to the car?
I don't know what he's doing or how he made that happen. But you know, I don't know if I should be impressed or feel sorry for her. Right? Yeah. You know what I mean?
Seems weird.
I think you should have wrapped a 9-iron around his neck.
What's the deal here? Yeah, like, pay her? Is this
no?
Like,
I mean, one, my mouth does get me in trouble sometimes, probably far more than I should admit. But I would have trouble not saying something.
Yeah.
I think I would. I
at least ask. Hey, yo, man, how you make this happen?
No, I think I walk up to her like, why are you picking up balls for him?
Right. Yeah. Like, what's going on here?
There was a time where I had my wife and kids in the car, and I jumped out of the car on somebody.
Really?
Who was mistreating a female.
Well, yeah, I've done that twice.
Yeah, Sherman, you know, Bethesda. Nothing gets Sherman's blood boiling than any kind of perceived injustice against anyone, whether women, race, whatever. Like,
so we're Sherman driving, going to Georgetown Cupcakes, and we're in the parking garage. Mm-hmm. Got my wife, my daughter, like two of her friends, my son, one of his friends, and I'm driving the grocery getter, big old Honda Odyssey, and there's a guy and a woman with two little kids. Uh-huh. Clearly arguing, and then he moves up on her and like grabs her and puts her against the
trunk. Get no.
And I jump out, almost forgot to put the car in park.
Wow.
And Bernardo's like grabbing me as I'm running
out. Trying to hold you back.
Yeah. I'm like, what's going on? And she said, no, it's fine. He was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, and then I was like, are you okay? You need a ride? She was like, no, I'm fine. All right, I get in the car, go park, go to Georgetown Cupcakes. But
yeah.
I can see you at Blue Mash now. Put that bag down. Hey, buddy, what are you doing? Man, we need to get Sherm over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I've seen him there before, and I've seen him at least two or three times. And they're always there together.
She knows her role.
Yeah.
I got to talk to my man, Kyle Girard, general manager up there at Blue Mash.
Yeah, see what kind of thing he's got.
I wonder if it's like a hidden camera thing, like to see what, you know, the whole show, what would you do?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he's not necessarily mistreating her.
Well, they know what would you do, and they'll show LB taking pictures. Because he definitely was taking pictures and sending them to us. Right.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, I really just.
That's unbelievable. It seemed a little
odd to me.
It is.
That's very odd.
Because every now and again, you see a player on tour who might have their wife caddy for them, or even on a senior tour who might have their daughter or their wife, and you know, but they're on tour.
That's more of a bonding experience for them.
Right.
Because I know Jack Nicklaus, his son would caddy for him and his grandson and stuff like that. So
but this was way past, like you said, way past competitive days and stuff, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But that's a bonding experience. Yeah, like, hey, I want to bring my wife, I want to bring my kid or my grandkid on tour with me.
I mean, we've all taken our spouses to the driving range with us, but
Sierra ain't carrying Jack.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I carry my wife's bag. I got two bags on my arm when I leave.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even think
for her to do that.
Yeah. No. I mean, it would be funny if I said to Bernard, hey, grab my bag, I'll meet you in the car.
Right.
Just to see the reaction.
Better duck as soon as you say it.
Or run for the car.
Yeah, you'd be waiting in that car for another 2 hours. Like, I don't know who you was talking to. I'm not going, I'd be waiting in the car all night. So anyway, Open Championship. We don't know who's
Do you have?
Yeah.
You know what?
He's going Ricky.
I mean, obviously, I want Ricky to win. Yeah. I want Ricky to win. I think DJ's going to win.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going DJ.
DJ's going to win.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Yeah. He always seem to, like you say, find a way to lose.
Maybe a Tony Finau breakthrough, man. It'd be good to see somebody break through Tony Finau. Be sure to look at that Golf Channel special on the, I forget what year that was at Carnoustie with the guy. It's called Going Down Swinging.
Oh, this guy got like the 11 or something?
He was up by 3 on 18.
Yeah. Did he get a 7 or an 11 on that?
He got a plus 3 and had to go into playoff and
lost.
That's
what it was.
Yeah.
So he got a 7. It was a par 4.
four. I think.
Every single shot was a bad shot. I mean, you're up three, hit an iron into the fairway.
Right.
Yeah. You know, play
keep
bogey
moving.
Golf.
Keep it moving. Yep.
He hits his driver. He's in the rough. Then he hits from the rough into off the grandstand.
Yep.
Back behind the gully or whatever, and then it's back in the rough. He hits it from the rough into the water. He's thinking about playing it out of the water. He doesn't. He takes a drop. Although he could have took his chance because one way or the other, you're getting a stroke. It was whether it's a penalty stroke or not. So anyway, he drops it. He hits it in the sand, out of the sand, then putts it in. Playoff loses. Yep. Up
and
by three.
I think he played like the year after that.
Vandalin or something.
Yeah. Like the year after that, he tried to play the entire hole.
With a putter.
I thought a 7-iron.
He might have done, but I know he did the commercial because they showed it after the special where he did one with like a putter.
So he drove with a putter?
Mm-hmm. He did everything with a putter and he got like a plus two. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a putter then. I thought it was a 7-iron.
But it may have done that too. Like with
it probably was a putter if they showed that.
7. He got a plus two. All right, so we'll see what happens there.
Next week is
Compass Point. We're trying to work on our schedule to see if we can do that.
I'm working on my schedule too. That thing is out there, man. Y'all these are.
I just have a commitment.
It's an hour. I mean, it's an hour from here. Yeah, it's an hour from my house.
I just have a commitment like at 11:15 or so that I'm trying to get. I got out of it twice before, and one of it was for golf. And so trying to see how I can tell these good people that I can't do it's a radio thing.
I'll be down Kenner League after that. So,
Well, Compass Point has that northwest, southeast, and west course. And so even if we miss it this week, we should play it again. Play all four.
Yeah.
Talk back. Yeah. So, we'll have a report on Compass Point. LB and Vern's definitely going. Sherman, I'll see if we can make it.
I'm like 75%. I'm going.
You're always iffy. You never.
I am. I don't look. This pisses him off.
Just make LB a decision, man. Make a decision.
But if I make a decision and need to back out.
No. You make a decision and then help with everybody else.
Say, no, hey, it's not about everybody.
This is what I'm doing and everybody else get in line.
It's not about everybody else. It's about me. I like sleep. So I'll make a decision.
Don't be drinking on Saturday night then. Well, Stand up late. Man, do you drink it on Friday night? Recover on Saturday, then play golf on Sunday. Perfect.
Prefer to drink on both nights, but
you don't drink as much on Saturday. That's what I do.
I'm joking. But no, but I mean, it just depends. Like, do I feel like playing golf at 7:20? Then I'll play.
We'll see.
Oh, speaking of to that topic, one more thing. Mm-hmm. I'll let this end. This slow death. So you know how normally we always reserve four. Vern might, I don't know if he's going to do a review or whatever, but he made it for four.
Right.
Oh, for Oak Creek.
Okay. And we didn't, only two of us came.
Right.
And normally nobody says anything and don't say,
they were going to charge them.
The guy brought it up. He said, well, when Vern got, when I got there first, the guy says, is the other guys coming? I said, yeah, they should be here. They should be here soon. I didn't say that we only had two. So when Vern went in and said, we only have two, the guy was like, oh, we have a 24-hour notice, policy on that. So you don't get charged. Mm-hmm. And he said, he kind of paused, like, you going to get this $200 bill here.
Right.
And then he said, well, I'm going to let it go this time. But, you really got to let
especially
us know.
Especially with the course in bad shape.
Right.
They should have gave you guys a discount.
I would say, cool. Go ahead and charge all four and then give us 50% off.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. For how bad the course is.
Right.
Right.
Thank you very
much. But they was going to, he thought about charging him the two spots. So.
Wow.
We got to be a little more judicious about our calling to the tee times when we know.
Well, I did let Vern know with plenty of time.
I may back out of this thing again. I may move it to next week.
Yeah.
I just move to next Sunday, play Compass Point.
Yeah, if you play, I'll play.
I may just move it.
Oh, there you play.
I feel bad, but.
I looked right at you because I was waiting on that
maybe
reaction.
Maybe there's a way I can make it up to these folks.
Yeah, just do it on another day. How about that?
Yeah, I don't like to commit to anything that far in advance. So,
excuse me.
You going to work next week? I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
That's a little bit different.
okay. That's different.
I'm talking about extracurricular activities.
So funny.
Yeah.
All right, good. Golf DMV, folks. We'll talk next week.
Later.
Good night.
You're listening to the Golf DMV.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.